Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick. Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Same at theatsjr.com or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome. Day 8, second to last day of the financial institution. All right, Plant Better Financial Institution. How's it been so far? Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Okay, okay. Was yesterday, so to speak? Was it rough? I'm not the only sower. Yeah. Yeah, what about you? Yeah, was it rough? Yeah, yeah. What about you over there?
No.
I can say your name on camera if you want me to.
It wasn't rough for me.
It wasn't rough because you've actually passed that up. You've actually mastered that part a few years back. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. You, on the other hand, you're like, oh my gosh, just make him be quiet, please.
I'll get through it though.
Okay. Still talking about that. Now listen, this, now, I hope, hopefully you're starting to understand that finance or financial intelligence is a mindset. This is why it seems like we keep being spiritual. And I'm not being spiritual. There's no, I'm not. But you can't say, you can't be rich and poor at the same time. There's no such thing as poor, righteous teachers. I can't philosophize about how good this is and be broke. I can't lead you to the path of righteousness and have a broke down car. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't be a poor, righteous teacher. You can't. To say poor righteous teacher says worst good at the same time. You can't be the worstest goodest person I know. What? What does that mean? That makes no sense. Just because you're nice don't mean you have to be broke. I'll clap for that myself. Now we teach you oppositely to be super spiritual, to be super nice. Forsake everything and be broke. No. That broke stuff is, that's 20th century stuff. We done with that.
Lisa Nichols said, that's so
08. That's so 08? Okay. Lisa Nichols said, that's so 08. Okay. Yes, yes. That's what you say, right?
Yes, yes.
If you guys don't know Lisa Nichols, that's what. Shout out to Lisa Nichols. Shout out to Lisa Nichols, right? Got it? No more brokenness. Seriously, leave that poverty stuff alone. The real fight, this is why I teach my people. And so they've heard me say this. I'm going to say it to you. The real fight is against poverty. Hear me. No, it's not. Okay, let me prove it to you. And when you're actually fighting against poverty, you choose your spouse correctly. You choose your schools correctly if you're going to go. You don't have to go to school because school is not necessarily the way out of poverty. You choose your spending. Do you really need that $900 shirt if the fight is against poverty? Does your car note have to be 50% of your income? If the fight is against poverty, you don't have anything to prove anymore. If the fight is against poverty, you can have a beautiful house and a Honda Civic. Mm-hmm. Make sense? There are many people with no car note pull up into a house in a garage. Car's worth $6,000, but the house is worth $200,000. While people who are not fighting against poverty pull up with a BMW into an apartment complex with no garage. Just a carport that they rent for $35 extra a month on top of their rent. Come on, I'm actually talking about real people. Like, I'm not even making this up. This wasn't even hypothetical. This wasn't even hypothetical. You understand what I'm saying? The real fight is against poverty. It's not people, it's against poverty. Does that make sense? Okay? So, law number 5. Watch this one here. I always reap in a different season from which I, or from when I sow. I keep saying all of these are important. This is important. I always reap in a different season from which I sow, from when I sow. This is important. Please, please, please receive all of this. Yes, go, please.
Okay. So when you say, because in working with you, you always tell us, don't judge yourself by your harvest. This is why you say that.
Absolutely correct.
Because when you sow your seed, it has to have time to grow. So by the time it's time to harvest, there's other seeds that have already been planted. So that is literally the harvest of an old seed.
Old seed. Give her a clap. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good. Sis, you need this. Because some of this stuff in your... Okay. Well, let me... I got too many things to say. Some of the stuff that you're living in, some of the stuff you're reaping right now, that's not who you are. It's who you were. And some of the stuff you're reaping is from 2 or 3 years ago. You're not reaping yesterday's harvest. You planted your divorce 5 years ago. You planted your bad credit 6 years ago.
Wow.
That's not you. Yeah. So what happens is you get a text message that ruins your day. That's not you. It's who you were. Mm-hmm. Don't ever lose your mind over a seed that was planted years ago. You knew it was coming. You can't put it in the ground without scheduling a harvest. When you plant a seed, you automatically schedule a harvest. If you are broke today, listen. If you're broke today, if you bought this class out of desperation, you're actually a winner. You're a winner. You're not a loser. Why? Because the last thing you did was swipe your card for a seed of prosperity. Don't forget your bank account statement. That's who you were. The last thing you did was buy this class. Now you're a winner. Go ahead.
So, because like I made a statement off prior to us starting class that I need to stop buying books because I bought too many.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I charge my card for a book, depending on the type of book it is, I'm actually planting a good seed.
That is correct. Now watch. I know you still watch TV, but now you're buying a lot of books. How much TV, what's the percentage of TV you're watching that has dropped between this year, just a few months this year, and last year?
Ooh, so I did a lot of binge watching last year.
Have you even binge watched anything this year?
I haven't. Lethal Weapon, I binge watched.
Okay, we can binge watch Lethal Weapon. That's okay.
It was a catch up, so I can get caught up. But other than that, I haven't binge watched anything.
Okay, I don't really watch TV, but you understand.
Yes.
The point is, these are seeds of winners, and they're making your lack go away. TV is lack. I'm not telling you not to watch TV. I'm saying, I mean, she's here. She's going, oh my God, I done binge watched 15 shows. In your case, though, now you can play some better seeds, but in your case, you got some income flowing in, so you can watch some seeds. I mean, watch some TV. What I'm actually saying here is, when you sow, you're not going to reap the good thing you just did. Why is this important? Because you keep telling yourself, this doesn't work. You haven't given it time to. That seed is still in the ground. It took you 30 years to have bad credit. Now you all of a sudden you want to change it in 3 days. You can't do that. You can't do that. It's not fair. And it's not fair to you or your self-esteem to want change now. It took you 30 years to get here. You've been messing up your whole life. You just started this good path like beginning of the year. Give it time. What is that? Okay, let me say it another way. I know you love, what do you say you love May? Mm-hmm. Okay, because your birthday's in May. Mm-hmm. Okay. Guess what? May comes once a year.
Yeah, I wait for it.
So when June comes, you don't get to go, I'm going back to May. Now watch it. That sounds insane. You guys do it all the time. Man, I just wish I could get back to where I used to be. Ah, aha. Uh-huh. Ooh, I wish I could get back to this size. I was skinny then.
<You're> like.
Ooh, I wish I could. Listen, no. You can't go back. You got to go through the seasons to get back. No, you can't just go back to 50 pounds lighter. No, you got to go through the workouts. You can't. May is spring, right?
Summer.
May starts summer? Okay. Since I'm born in July, summer is July for me. Nothing begins till July as far as I'm concerned, but you understand what I'm saying?
Get it? Movies come out.
Okay. Well, good. DC. Movies do come out. So summer is movies. I mean, May is summer.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you like the beginning of summer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, maybe end of spring. I don't know, but let's just say summer.
It's in the spring, but get in the summer.
Okay, we're going to, for this conversation, don't you Google it and prove me wrong. For this conversation, May is the beginning of summer. Okay. Just because you love summer don't mean you're going to have to go through fall, winter, spring. You got to go through it. You have to go through the process. This is important. Why is this important? Because your friends and your support group or your non-support group, they can't do anything about you planting good seeds. And they can't do anything about the harvest to come. But they can certainly distract you and bring you down in between the time. In between your planting and your harvest, they can really rip you down. Got it? Now, there's something I want to add here that I've never said before. And I'm writing it in a book called The Formula. Not a plug, but since I plugged it, go ahead and plug it. Some of you want to change. So let's talk about this. You want to change. Good. But your brain wants you to be comfortable. It's by default. Your brain doesn't care about you winning. It wants you to just stay alive. Your brain, by default, the moment you were born, has been in overdrive to keep you alive. It doesn't want you in discomfort. Listen to me. Success is very uncomfortable, so your brain won't let you do success. You have to train it. Convince it that this uncomfortableness is good for us. Until you do that, you'll never save. Go ahead.
Okay. So is that why when you're in a bad situation, you quote unquote settle?
Okay. It's absolutely correct. Because in order to get through the bad situation, you literally have to die. I don't do that. We want to live. Let's just settle and be comfortable. Even in uncomfort. Your brain is a lot older than you. Your brain is however long humans been on this planet. It's been evolving to keep you alive. And uncomfort is not living. Your brain is trying to prolong your life. You have to convince it that being uncomfortable, saving, things like that, working out.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
It's part of being alive. You have to reprogram your subconscious. Here's how you do it. I brought this up for a very specific reason. Here's how you do it. This is very important. When you think about, when you think about it, you got 5 seconds before your brain kicks in. You got about 5 seconds before your brain starts you to self-sabotage. When you think of something, you got about 5 seconds before your brain says, nope, we ain't gonna do that. Soon as you think it, move. Then your brain will say, okay, we gotta move. Then it will retrain itself. And if you do that long enough, your brain will get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And then you'll get addicted to working out. You get addicted to saving. You have to train your brain to do the opposite of what comfort is. You have to convince your brain that this uncomfortable is actually my new comfort level. The only way you're surviving in your abusive relationship right now, whether it be with money or whatever, is because you went through pain and it was uncomfortable. Your brain said, don't do this. You said, no, we're going to stay. And then your brain created a new level of uncomfort. This is why you have a high tolerance for pain. This is totally science. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you got 5 seconds before your brain talks you out of doing the right thing. I need to save. Now watch it. They call it buyer's remorse. I need to save. I'm gonna save money. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5. Well, you know what, maybe, how many times have you done that? I might need, look, I got some smiles here. Well, you know what, I might need it. Think it and move as fast as you can before your brain talks you out of it. Yes, it makes so much sense. I actually put this in the book so you can understand it. I break it down to you very scientifically, but I need you to understand. You guys are not going to save if you give your brain an opportunity to talk you out of it. Your brain is going to come up with many different ways to make you comfortable, and you would never be comfortable saving 10%. Your brain will say, woo, we better get by on 100%. How are we going to get by on 90? Then when I teach, because these folk in here, I teach them to save 20%. Whoa. You're doing too much now. You get it? Like, the people I pay, I actually force them to save. It's part, you can't work for me if I don't make you an investor at the same time. And they know it. They're like, but they're happy for it. Okay, makes sense. I'm not happy at all. But when she get like $15,000 in an investment account, she's gonna be like, oh, okay, you was right, but I still don't like it. But you're right. You get it. Okay, good. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Last thing about that, and it's pretty deep, pretty rich. You're always living in a residual effect of what you've planted. Today is not your worth. Today's harvest is not your worth. The seeds in your hand is your worth. Remember that. Your harvest is not your value or your worth. The seeds you're holding in your hand and getting ready to plant in the ground is. Yes.
Can you repeat that? You're always living in a residual.
You're always living in a residual effect of what you planted. Residual, past, residue, something that comes later. Today's harvest was from yesterday's work. Now, by yesterday, I mean as a metaphor. It can be 2 years. It can be 3 years. If you have bad credit, you've been doing that since you were 18 years old. You get what I'm saying? Or if you, yeah, just period. You've been doing that since you were 18. That's your 18-year-old worth, not your 40-year-old worth. This is liberating if you catch it.